Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. And so from a transition to that to this week, about what, 70, probably 72, 73 degrees outside.
Yes.
And here we are in air-conditioned press box
with
the glass in front of us and the kick ready to go.
It's kind of nice. Here's Coles with a kick, and it's a short one. Taken at the 34-yard line by Grimm, and he gets it out to the 45. So Gettings will have excellent field position. Actually, that's Tavion Page with the return.
Page and, with the big run in the second quarter.
Well, we're talking about them being one-dimensional. Page, Grimm, and Johnson have probably had the football in their hands about 90% of the time for Gettings. They don't spread it out like Wimberley does.
Yeah, they don't have those explosive receivers that Wimberley's got. And unfortunately, and fortunately for Wimberley, we have JoJo Weeks and Grimm. We haven't seen, at least to this point in the game, that he's been able to really utilize those wide receivers.
Page with the carry right up the middle, and he's going to be stopped after a gain of two. It'll be second down and eight.
That big stop right there on that right-hand side of the defensive line for the Texans. That right-hand defensive tackle and the defensive end on that right-hand side for the Texans really just closed the door on Page at that point.
Second down and eight now. We saw Jadarius Johnson come in and give him a big boost for a drive or so. But Page is the running back as we start the third period. He gets the ball, and he is popped right in the backfield. Loss of two. I mean, it looked like Matt Mitchell just laid the wood on him. A third down and 10 now.
Yeah, it looked like is either Mitchell or Moss, one of the two. I can't tell. Is Moss. It was Moss Carruthers on that left-hand side. Came in and just delivered the boom, exactly what you said. Stopped him, I mean, immediately. Almost could have taken the handoff for him.
Yeah, I think the Gettings offensive line is bigger than Wimberley's, but I think Wimberley's defensive line is a lot quicker, and that certainly looked like to be the case on that play. Third down and 10. They've had an awful lot of third and longs tonight, has Gettings. Back to throw, Grimm. Screen pass left. He had to get rid of it. It's incomplete. Three and out for the Texans defense to start the second half.
And there's the Matt Mitchell coming up the middle on just a bull rush blitz right there. Nobody taking him. Grimm just kind of throws it up. Page obviously didn't have an opportunity to even catch that. So a huge stop immediately. But I do notice that Grimm is going to stay on the field as the up back right here. So I don't know if there's going to be any kind of trickerations or what it may be, but we'll kind of watch this. I don't know if he's been back there the whole time, Mike.
Harwell will get the snap and punt the ball away. Martinez is going to catch it on his 19-yard line. Makes the first guy move a miss. He tries to get outside on the far sideline. He's able to step off about 5, maybe 6 yards on the punt return out to the 27-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over.
Yeah, and a big block right there on that far side. I couldn't tell who it was, but a good block. Gavin really not able to get the corner, but you see those opportunities come on these special teams plays because everybody's running one way, everything else. Young man from Gettings gets ear holed right there, and you see the coach and staff for Wimberley again anytime something like that. That's a Saturday morning film pump up right there.
That's right. And they're going to spot this actually at the 26-yard line, and that's where the Texans will begin on offense. Moss Carruthers, the running back in the backfield, he's gotten most of the reps at running back tonight for the Texans, and he's going to get the handoff to start. He's got a big hole. Look out. 30, 35, 40, foot race. 50, 40. They're going to catch him at the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. Rumbling is Moss Carruthers.
Yeah, what a big play right there. Huge, huge hole and a big gain. Moss Carruthers, left-hand sideline, did an unbelievable job for him.
50 yards on the a run, actually 51 yards down to the 23-yard line of Gettings. So Wimberley, that's a pretty good way to start their offense going here in this second half. Guy Kipris now comes in as Carruthers has to come over and get some oxygen on the sideline probably. Here's Kipris right up the middle, and he is able to push forward down to the 21-yard line. He keeps running. I think he might have thought his knee didn't touch, but at any rate, they're going to mark him down at the 22-yard line, a pickup of one, second down and nine.
And that's the momentum that Wimberley needs on that running game. Again, being able to open up the middle of that field is going to obviously have an opportunity for JoJo to kind of stretch the field possibly if they're going to have to bring more guys to the box just to cover those plays in a a huge run by Moss, and they come back and run the exact same play for Kiparus. Defense does a little better job on it.
Second down and nine now from the 22. It's going to be Weeks right up the middle, a quarterback run. He's able to step off about 6 yards. Well, I give him five down to the 17-yard line where it'll be third down and four. And I don't know if you noticed this on the Carruthers run. He did a nice job at the end of that run. He could tell he was going to get caught, and he did a good job of protecting that football as those guys were chasing him down.
Yeah, I got a flag on the field here. Looks like Wimberly's going to march back maybe in the area of – it was a very late flag, holding, though.
Yeah, I didn't see the flag, and it's going to be holding or illegal block of some sort, yeah. So they're going to spot it back at the 29-yard line, redo second down, and it'll be second down and 16. They've got to get to the 13 for the first down. Yeah, 9:13 left to play in the third quarter. Sorry about that, Jared.
No, those are the tough penalties right there when you're, you know, third and short right at that point. Now all of a sudden you're back second and long. And
here's Weeks over the middle, and it's off the hands of his receiver Stover. And that's one of the very few misfires by JoJo Weeks here tonight. That was a little hot and a little high, and Stover couldn't bring it in. It'll be third down and 16 now.
Yeah, short slant pattern to Stover and ended up, like you said, kind of a smidge high, maybe right at the helmet or above, and couldn't reel it down. Did have a little bit of velocity on that one.
All right, I'm going to call a shot here, Jared. I'm kind of ready to see some Gavin Martinez. I haven't had my Gavin Martinez fix, and I think this is a pretty good time.
This could be it right here. You never know.
He's on this side of the field. Page is covering him at cornerback. He's right up on him. They're keeping an eye on Gavin Martinez.
Yeah, they've been covering him double over the top, and they're going to continue to.
Here's Weeks now. That's the screen left. Look out. It's Kowalski to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Did he fumble the ball? The ball came out, and Giddings got it inside the 5-yard line. Oh, man, Kowalski had taken that screen pass. It was perfect.
They're going to call him down.
Are they going to say that Kowalski was down?
Yep.
What a break for Wimberly. They said that his knee hit on the 2-yard line. Giddings' coaching staff on the far sideline is wondering about that, but really you don't see a lot of complaining from the Giddings defenders, though. So maybe he was down, Jerry.
Yeah, you don't at all. That's one thing. We talked about it earlier with the two fumbles that we talked about possibly being in a recovery. Typically people are flipping out, but nobody's saying anything, so maybe our eyes aren't near as good as they were.
Here we go. Ball at the two. Here it is. Moss Carruthers powers his way forward, spins, and they're going to say he was down at the one. It looked like from the belly button up he was laying in the end zone, but I guess his knee hit, and they're going to spot this ball about as close to the end zone as you can get without it being a touchdown. Weeks now is talking to the officials like, man, are you sure that wasn't a touchdown?
I think if they measured this one, the end of the ball is actually in the end zone.
It's on the white part of the goal line.
I think if they measured it, it would be a touchdown. But you take the good with the bad. Maybe the fumble before they give us.
Here we go, and it's Carruthers again, and he's going to score this time. Moss Carruthers, 1 yard run, touchdown Wimberly, and the Texans have taken complete control of this football game.
Yeah, no doubt, and I like the coaching staff right there paying off Moss after the huge run and the opportunity for him to plunge one in right there and just ducks his head. And again, if you're Moss Carruthers, there's nobody at that point that's going to stop you for a 1 to 2 yard gain. And looked like he got in on the play before, but needless to say, it doesn't matter.
Here's Nick Coles. The extra point is up and good. The hole by Stover. 8:03 remaining in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberly 28. And getting 7, you're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Well, Texans now have a 3-touchdown lead. 8:03 left to play in the third quarter. Texans 28, getting 7. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Texan Stadium in Wimberly. What a night here tonight for the Texans and their fans as they open their home part of their schedule tonight against Gettings. Here's the Coles kickoff. It's a short one. It's going to be taken by Page at the 15-yard line to the 20. 25, runs into traffic, now changes direction to go to the left side. He's got running room. Look out, 30, 40. One man to beat, 45, 50. And finally, the Texans catch up to him at midfield. That's been the most effective offensive play for Gettings tonight, the kickoff return.
Yeah, Page tried to go right on the immediate kickoff, ended up getting corralled in about the 25-yard line, and then turns around, changes pace all the way back. Hunter Benoli chasing him on the outside, just can't catch up with him, and makes it in for a long run. I don't see any laundry on the field, but I do see all of the, call them the zebras gathering. Maybe there's a water bucket or something over there. They're thirsty.
Committing meeting over there at about the 50-yard line. See if we get an indication. I don't know what kind of football team Gettings is going to have.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on
Wimberley. That's the second one of those tonight. Doug Warren's going to have a discussion. You know, you're talking about your Saturday morning film meetings.
Yes.
That's going to be something, that subject is going to be broached in the morning as they mark this off way down to the Wimberley 34-yard line. That's where Gettings is going to take over. I was going to say, I don't know if Gettings is going to have a great football team this year, but their track team could be very, very good, man.
Holy moly, that young man had some speed. You see when he caught the corner, he was gone.
Yeah. Here we go now. Johnson, the big running back, is in the game now, and he's going to get the carry, but he's going to be stopped immediately. And I can't get the tackler because Johnson's laying on him, but he did a good job. You got to go low on a guy like Ladarius, that's for sure. Loss of one. Second down and 11.
Yeah, it looked like Kowalski getting him on that left-hand side, but like you said, exactly right. Getting him right at those hip pads just below the waist and wrapping him up and holding him until the rest of your posse comes in and whoops him.
I think I'd go low. I'd go for his toes.
I
don't want any part of that dude.
I'm afraid he'd step on me, though.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. Probably I'd reach back for my hamstring and just pretend I got hurt. That might be the best way to go about that. Second down and 11 now at the 35-yard line. The snap and the give to Johnson. He's got some running room up the middle. Finally corralled down at the 18-yard line, I think, is where they're going to mark it, and that's going to be a pickup of about 16. And he had some open field there, Jared, and boy, when he gets everything going, he is a tough guy to bring down. Mercy.
Yeah, he gets those legs moving. All of a sudden, it's a The old saying from Major League, don't stand on the track when the train's coming through.
That's right. Ball is at the 17 now, or 18. First down and 10 now for Gettings as they're in the Wimberley red zone. Graham will turn, give it to Johnson again. Why not? He breaks a tackle but is brought down at the 15 after a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7.
Good tackle right there by Hunter Benoli coming in and doing exactly what you said, hitting him right on the just on the thighs, top of the shins, right, or top of the knees right there, and taking him down. Hunter not obviously near as big as Jadarius Johnson, but a good job of a stop right there for a short gain, second and 8.
Second down and 8 now, ball at the 15-yard line of Wimberley. Grimm now taking his time. He's got 15 on the play clock, so plenty of time as he gives some more instructions to his offensive line and to Johnson. Now he's ready, back to throw, looking right, throwing right, caught. Caught and down to the 10-yard line. He's finally brought down. Now they're going to call it the 11. And that was the receiver. Looked like Jalen Joyner on the catch.
Looked like a penalty flag in late, maybe.
Late flag. He's about 2 yards short of the first down. Let's see what the indication here is with 5:53 left in the third.
Too quick of a pass to be a legal man downfield, so possibly a hold maybe.
They're going to mark it off against Gettings. You can tell that it's going to go against the Buffaloes. Whatever it is. Now he's going to tell us. Yep, personal foul. Now he's got to turn on his microphone. He forgot his microphone. Just a personal foul against the offense. So they're going to back it up. You know, things might be getting a little bit chippy here.
That's right.
A little bit, Jared. We've seen a couple of unsportsmanlike conducts, and that was a personal foul. So.
Well, and you see a lot of that when kind of scores get a little bit more lopsided than
right.
Either team should probably think they should. Gettings, obviously, we know that they're a good team. Wimberley, we obviously have a very strong opinion of what we think of them this year. And so Gettings probably not used to being down 28-7. And Wimberley the same way. And it's
right.
Kind of conflicting a little bit, we'll call it.
Second down and 22 now. Grimm looking, now throws over the middle, and it's going to be caught by Page. That's going to be a nice gain of about 14 yards down to the 17-yard line. Still going to be well short of the first down. They've got to get another 9 yards to get that. They've got to get to the 9, and it's spotted at the – actually, they're going to spot it at the 17-yard line, so it'll be 3rd down and 8. Big, big play here, although at this point, Giddings is in 4-down territory, so they don't have to get it on this 3rd down. Page now is in the game at running back. One thing I've noticed about Johnson, they don't keep him out there very long. He's so big, he might get a little winded out there after 4 or 5 plays in a row. Grimm back to throw, looking. Now he's going to scramble right. Throw back over the middle. Dangerous pass. Was it picked off? Nope, incomplete. Boy, when you roll right and throw it left, you're just asking for trouble. And good pass rush that time again by Wimberly. Grimm just doesn't have any time to throw it, does he, Jared?
No, even the pass that he completed a moment ago was going to be a swing pass on the outside.
Yeah.
And Matt Mitchell ends up covering that play, and he ends up stepping up in the pocket, making a completion across the middle on the last play. But really, that's the only play that he's been able to step into a throw. And so Wimberly's been chasing him around the whole time. We saw Rustin right there, Rustin Grimm. He can't put anything on the ball. And when you're throwing it back across your body and in the middle of the field against a defense as good as Wimberly's playing tonight, that's a cause for a turnover, or nothing good could come of that. So.
4th down and 9, but Giddings is going to go ahead and take a timeout as the play clock runs down. We'll take it with him. Our score, Wimberly 28, Giddings 7. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Well, it's going to be 4th down and 9 now for Giddings, trailing 28-7 here against the Wimberly Texans. 4:49 left to play in the third period. Big, big play for the Buffaloes here. Page is in the game at running back. Grimm has gone the distance at quarterback. See if the Texans can hold them here. Back to throw is Grimm. Looking right, throwing right into the end zone. He's got Page, and he caught it. Touchdown, 18 yards, and it's Grimm to Tavion Page. Good-looking play there, Jared. Page got open. He got separation in that end zone, and Grimm put it right on him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and that was a good route by Page. Ends up with a linebacker off of him on that left-hand side, and it's just a good pass by Grimm. Another second time of the evening that he's actually been able to step into a ball and delivers a good pass to Page in the corner of the end zone right there for Giddings to kind of get this back to a respectable 28-14 ball game right here.
Orocio now with the extra point, and it is up and good. 4:42 remaining in the third period. Our score is Wimberly 28 and Giddings 14. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberly Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberly. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Gavin Martinez deep on the kickoff return here. 28-14, Wimberley with the lead, and they are about to get the football from Giddings as Marco Rossio is set to kick things off. Martinez is back deep, along with, is that Krebs back there with him?
Yeah, it is, Hayden Krebs. Hayden's had a little bit of fire in him tonight, so I said in the break, maybe is this the time for a run back? We'll see. Almost looks like an onside kick right here.
Really does. That's going to be kind of an onside kick or half squib onside kick. Doesn't work, though. Texans get the recovery at the 40-yard line, so Wimberley with great field position. Nick Jones, the coach, calling for the onside kick. Chris Jones, I should say. The officials are talking this over now a little bit. Yeah, they're going to spot it at the 40 as the Texans offense will take over. Hey, like our Facebook page today and get all of the latest scores, future game information, and other information about the Texans, facebook.com/Wimberley Radio. Carruthers in the backfield with Weeks, and he's going to get the handoff right up the middle. Pretty good yardage. He gets about 4 yards, nothing fancy. Second down and 6, and the clock continues to run with 4.5 minutes left to play in the third period.
And I think they'll just – I think they'll continue to try to do it. You and I said it just a minute ago. I think they'll try to chew some clock right here, continue to kind of really run that ball. They end up getting, 4.5, almost 5 yards on that first run right there by Moss and having some success in the inside of that line now and probably wanting to see that clock continue to tick. Don't want to see it stop moving.
Ball at the 44, second down and 6. Weeks is going to carry this himself. He's got all kinds of running in. 50, 40, cut to the inside, 30, 20, 10. JoJo Weeks has it inside the 10-yard line, down to the 6-yard line. First down and goal for the Texans.
Man, what a great block on the outside. Wide receiver over there. I can't tell who it was, but engaged the cornerback and just didn't give it up. Looks like it may have been Alden Mann as I look on the look at the number. Looks like number 21, but just continued to push that cornerback down the field and down the field in an impressive run right there by JoJo Weeks.
And I guess he may have stepped out of bounds. I don't know. They're going to mark this at the 7. I thought he got down to about the 4-yard line. At any rate, it's first down and goal. Kipras on the carry, up the middle, breaks a tackle, but is only able to stretch it about a yard to the 6-yard line. It'll be second down and goal now.
Yeah, that's exactly what you really exactly what you wanted to happen. If you are the Wimberley Texans, look like we may have an injury right here. Somebody trying to get off of the field, he's going to end up having to sit down right here. So we'll
Yeah, we're going to have an injury timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 28-14, Wimberley over Giddings. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Guy Kipras jogs off the field. I have diagnosed him with a cramp. And I'm not a doctor, but I have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express a couple of times. So second down and goal at the 6. Here's Carruthers right up the middle into the end zone is Moss Carruthers. Touchdown, Wimberley.
Well, that's a that's something that you want to see. A 4 or 5 play drive and ends up with a touchdown, Wimberley 35-14 again. Didn't expect the game to go this way, but Wimberley has just played an outstanding football game from an offensive and defensive side of the football so far. Game's not over with. Still 3 minutes left in the third quarter here, but a great showing so far.
Here's Nick Coles lining up with Stover on the hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 35 for Wimberley, 14 for Giddings. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more football in a moment. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Texans in control with a 3-touchdown lead, 35-14 with 3:02 left to play as Nick Coles lines up for the kickoff, approaches the ball and kicks it into the air. It's going to be caught at the 15-yard line. That's Page to the 20, 25, and he's going to be swarmed under at about the 27-yard line, and that's where the Giddings offense will take over. Next week we'll be right back here. Ball game against Lampasas, 7:15 airtime, 7:30 kick. So be sure to join us.
Man, I don't know if you remember this, but last year when we went to Lampasas,
that was fun. That was a good game.
They had a as a young man who enjoys to eat, I believe Storms, the chicken place,
right.
The pizza place.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Remember, they all brought food up
there.
They had, I mean, it was.
You could smell it.
It was.
The game. I remember you could smell it.
It was absolutely impressive.
Yeah,
so,
I enjoyed it. And you remember that.
I do.
365 days later, you
remember
that.
The Storms Burgers, you don't forget.
No, you don't forget. Here's the give to Johnson. You don't
Ball's
forget.
Ball's on the ground.
Oh, he lost the ball. I think he got it back,
he
though.
Did.
He's able to get it to the 30-yard line, a gain of two. Now, you don't remember any particulars about the game, but you remember the food spread, Jared. I'm proud of you for that. That's good.
Well, again, anytime somebody strolls up the stairs with a box full of Storm Burgers and fries.
And just like a brown box.
It was.
Box with piles of burgers.
Everybody, I think every restaurant in town brought food. They did it upright.
Second down and 8 now. Harwell in the game. He's going to throw it deep downfield, and it's the Page and incomplete. Page, actually, that's Grimm, the starting quarterback, who wanted the pass interference call, and I think he got it. Yeah, there's a flag on the ground in that secondary, and I thought they both kind of went up for it. I think there's also a flag on the far sideline, 40 yards backfield near the Giddings 30, so they're going to have to sort this one out a little bit.
I do. I didn't see that one sitting over there by the 30-yard line.
I didn't either, initially.
On that far side, so they are going to have to do a little bit of
ineligible receiver against Giddings, all of that, and now interference against Wimberley. So it'll be none of it will count. It'll be offsetting, and they'll do it again. Second down and 8. The official has got his controller too far behind him next to his rear end. He needs to scoot that back to the side so he can just get to it easier.
Well, I said it earlier. If they would just have a headset straight to us, we could help them out.
We could help these guys.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
Bird's eye view of every game.
And they need help absolutely every Friday night. They need help in one way or the other. I love officials, but gee whiz.
We can successfully say that we've already seen a measurement in the second game of this year, though.
How about that?
I think it took us 12 weeks into the season last year before.
That's right. Second down and 8 now. Grimm will take it. It's Page, kind of a wildcat deal, and he's able to catch it and just go 3 yards and get it out to the 33-yard line. And I'll tell you, Chris Jones is just trying absolutely anything he can to get something out of his offense here tonight, 3rd down and 5.
Yeah, that last play, he stepped up and ended up trying to throw the ball trying to throw the ball deep on that left side, Rustin Grimm, something that we haven't really seen all game long, is to really test the defensive backs.
Right.
Did right there, and then we immediately turn around and see the Wildcat with Page and Jadavis Johnson in the backfield together, or Jadarius Johnson backfield together. So kind of rolling out the tarp here.
Johnson's off the field now as Grimm rolls left. Looking, looking. Now he's in a lot of trouble. He's going to be corralled over there near that far sideline, near the 25-yard line. So Giddings will have to punt now here on fourth down and 13. Grimm just didn't have any options, Jared.
No, five Texans chasing him literally straight down the 25-yard line. And that's a helpless feeling if you're a quarterback thinking, okay, I can't turn my shoulders. I'm running away from my throwing arm. I can't turn my shoulders and throw this out of bounds. Are you pretty good chance if you get hit, you're going to separate your shoulder. So you really just try to run as fast as you can, and the defenders were faster. So ended up getting him down, and a pretty good loss right there. Brings fourth and 13 up.
It's kind of like if you're a deer and a cheetah is coming after you.
That's it.
You just got to run. I mean, that's your only option. Harwell is deep to punt. Takes the snap and gets the punt away. It's a high one, kind of a knuckleball, taken by Martinez at the 43-yard line. Down the left sideline. Nice little return by Martinez. Gavin hasn't caught any balls here tonight, I don't think, but he's had a couple of pretty good returns. Maybe he's caught one ball.
He caught a touchdown earlier, remember?
Oh, yeah, he had the touchdown, of course.
Yeah, he had one catch earlier, 35 yard quarter, yeah.
What's wrong with me? Just slap me. Don't really slap me. But
it's not his typical game of what we see from Gavin. It's a
It's
really been spread out a lot more, and the running game has been more predominant today too that we've seen. They've tested and continue to test the middle of that line, and starting to have some success right there.
Well, and you get a big lead too, and you start running it more, and so that takes Gavin out of the offense a little bit as well. First down and 10. The ball is at the Giddings 44-yard line.
Single coverage on Gonzalez or Martinez this time.
1:17 left to play in the third period. Weeks is going to pass. He looks right. Now comes back left. Now he's in trouble, moving to his left, and he throws it incomplete toward Martinez. Great job by JoJo Weeks. It'll go down as an incompletion. That's a great play. He avoided a loss of about 8 or 9 yards.
Yeah, that was a big one, and that's one, again, I said it right before the play, Gavin Martinez, single coverage down here on the bottom side. They've had a safety over the top of him really all game, and he's open on that post pattern. JoJo tries to come back to him, but, again, kind of a backside throw for him, has to turn his body, and he just scrambles out and gets rid of it. And, again, a good job by JoJo right there to not take a 10-yard loss.
Page and Martinez, that's a pretty good matchup there, offense on defense. Here's the give to Carruthers up the middle. Spins forward. Tough running, but he's only able to pick up a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 8 now for the Texans at the Giddings 42.
And we're in that no man's zone again right here, right around that, between the 35 and 45-yard line for the Wimberley Texans. Is it that really a two-play zone right here, third, and you're going to go for it on fourth down anyway, so you're a little bit more conservative on the third down call. We'll see what they do right here. But again, Martinez looks to be single coverage on Page down here on the bottom.
Weeks kind of glanced over at him too. Back to throw is JoJo. He's looking at him. Now he gets double coverage, but he finds him over the middle to the 25. Martinez looking for running room. Far sideline and finally slung down at the 25-yard line. But a first down, you're right about that, Jared. He was able to shake off the coverage and get open over the middle.
Yeah, linebacker came up and they had single coverage on the outside, and then the linebacker dropped back and went to the double coverage. Problem is Gavin cut the route off and cut it across the middle, and the cornerback having the deep third, linebacker backpedaling, you're not going to help that with Gavin Martinez, and he cuts across the middle for a huge gain. And again, Wimberley still got the ball and driving.
Yeah, and I think the Texans are going to let this clock run out on the third period. Yep, that's what they're going to do. We are through three quarters. Our score, Wimberley 35 and Giddings 14. 12 minutes to go. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle.
More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.